Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
This is State of Emergency.
You want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Go get him, Judge.
Hey, 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 hey. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, first lady. Show me what you got, Charlie. Show me what you got, baby. Hands up and wave. The drummer some, shit, I already gave the summer some. It's the winter's turn, Kobe Hov is the coldest. But just gets better with time, I'm like Opus. One, young, no to it like a snowflake. Okay,
show me what you got, babe.
Words are slurring, engine current. Mommy front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a throne, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3. Mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan a chain, make no difference, you all ballin' the same. Nigga, I am the Mike Jordan of recording. Nigga, you might wanna pull back from recording. Shit that you write, it's not important, so I force him to go for the hype. For being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Oh, baby, just ignore them. True for dear, mommy, listen and learn. I gotta drop, I just took up the top. It's your turn.
Hey, hey, hey.
Give me your name. But if I get one night, baby girl, I swear I'll make the tellies of a dude. Give me got your hair. I take you shopping, take long trips, I take the cork off. You can take sips, I take you there. Take my time, take your clothes off, take off mine. Ma, show me what you got. Hobie in the spot, try. Told you I was hot. Tellies of a dude is a rap. Rock out the throne, you clone the king's back. Y'all got less than 2 months, you can drop thing together. Good luck.
Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, pretty lady. Show me what you got, shawty. Show me what you got, baby. Dance up and wave, and wave, and wave, and wave. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, pretty lady. Show me what you got, shawty. Show me what you got, baby. Dance up and wave, and wave.
Uh-huh.
already know it. And I ain't even in the game, but as soon as something happen, who the first one they blame is? Do your time, you a lame. Stop mentioning my name, my nigga. Why you worry about? I'm in a group meeting. They took pick from us. Now it's just looch peeing. I'm the one they call on. Gotta feed the family. If not, then it falls on. Who else? This is real talk. Funeral arrangements. Whoever put their paws on. Who be in a Wrangler? Off-road nigga with the roof and the doors gone. And who else be in the field front line till the war's gone? What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about. Who can go the distance? Who's underrated? Who's the most consistent? Who get the real love?
Yeah.
Who the girls love?
Huh?
Who the jails love? Jada. Good nigga, good heart, lot of lives were saved by. Bad boy, rough ride, a lot of money was made by. Real talk. Large bag from Steve Stout, commercial with AI. Good looking. One of the last of the OGs to stay fly. Who else you know went at it with Beanie and 50 besides? Who? Even threatened to throw a refrigerator at Diddy, my guy. What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about. Who started off moving that work? Put you in the black hearse, never had a whack verse. Now think, don't react first. Ain't a wild nigga, but it still let his gap burst. Never got his just due. Does everybody feel like that? Or is it just you? I don't know, sometimes I look in the mirror and be like, I don't even trust you. Just me.
Around the Renaissance, man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotables that speak from my mouth, and no doubt we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out to try to tackle such a problem as a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet pen and fill it in. Sit back and listen to your man as a fill it in the Renaissance. Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from us, me and the North. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultic move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G-O-D, and I be T-I-P, the promoter of the blindness. Witness what Iris of this lame, and he came, but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say Hotep, and this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force, because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission, and it's the go. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
This is Renaissance poetry. Man, you don't even understand how good it feels to be able to say that. Been under the weather myself personally for the past month or so for different reasons, right before the show would start. So two shows we have not been able to do. Very happy to be able to be back today. So I am your host, Keith Eric. This is Renaissance Poetry. On the event page, we got my co-hosts, Kimbrella Renee, the Hurricane, and Sister Taraji, keeping it live and keeping everybody involved and connected. You just heard Jay-Z, Show Me What You Got, Jada Kiss Me. I wanted this show to have, like, this comeback energy. And my sister Kimbrella reminded me of the Jay-Z joint, Show Me What You Got. The way that the horns come in, it's like preparing you. You know, it's about to go down kind of energy. And that's how we feel about this show, because this show is for the poets. You know, when you guys come through here, y'all put it down. You could not be here without y'all. And we are here for y'all. That's the reason why I want to do the show, because I miss poetry. You guys bring that shit every show. Then, of course, after Show Me What You Got, you heard Jada Kiss Is Me. And I just got to be honest. The song is just fire to me. I mean, it has a good vibe, and it flowed well with Show Me What You Got. But, man, I've been trying to get that on the lineup for quite a bit, so just happy to get that on there. I'm feeling hyped just from the music, and that's how we like trying to get stuff started here. So, and of course, after that, you heard the official Renaissance Rap song, which is Renaissance Rap by Q-Tip. You know what it is. It's a staple on this show. It speaks for itself. You already know. Now, before we get into the show, this is also becoming a staple on the show. We have so much that goes on in the poetry community that it has to be addressed. I would like to extend love and light to Christy Cotton, also known as Poet Lightning. She lost her mother, Helen, who is also known as Mama Lightning, to those in St. Louis. A heavy loss to that poetry community, as well as to the family and friends who had the pleasure of getting to know her. All of our love and condolences out to you all. Also sending love and light to our loved ones in the poetry community who are just going through it, period. I personally have family in the hospital as we speak, so please just put one in the air for full recovery. You know, we all could use that. Speaking of full recoveries, I want to extend love to our very own Mama Odeji, who has been hospitalized with COVID and double pneumonia. She's on the mend right now, which is a beautiful thing. We certainly are sending love and light to her for full recovery. We are blessed that she is able to be listening in to the show tonight. And with that being said, if you're new to Renaissance Poetry, this is a free-to-spit space. Whatever your energy brings you to spit, that's what we want you to spit. That's the energy we want to reciprocate. Because when we say bring your best shit, we're not talking about some stuff to impress us. We're talking about the shit that's the best to you right now, whatever's in your spirit. Like, I got to spit this tonight. That's what we want you to spit, because that's the energy we want to give back to you. That's what we do here. And if you want to spit, all you got to do to get in the queue is press 1 if you called in. If you're listening online and you want to spit, then all you have to do is call the number 319-527-6300 and press 1. We'll get you in the queue. The queue is set. I go in order. You ain't got to worry about, well, I'll be on the, you ain't worry about it. If you press 1 early, you're going to get off in here. Sometimes this show runs for the whole 3 hours, sometimes all the way up to the two. But this is a two-hour show at the very least. We have time to get you guys in here. Now, with that being said, you know, without further ado, we're going to get down to business. Because if you think we came here to play with y'all, damn it, we not. And if you press one to spit, get ready because I'm about to call you as a second caller really soon. And I say second caller because Mama Ola Daisy didn't already beat all of y'all today. She is short of breath right now, can't spit. So I will be spitting one of her poems for her tonight. So she will be the first caller of the night for that reason. This poem that I'm spitting, Mama Ola Daisy wrote, is called Ain't Nobody Coming. Don't clog, read this blog. Careful with the pipes, don't stop up the toilets, cause ain't no plumber coming. That bad tooth that hurts to the root, newsflash, ain't no dentist open. Separate your garbage. Garbage man ain't doing nothing extra. No hazmat suits or gas masks. They ain't up for the task. Pray on the internet because your church is closed. If they catch you gathering, your church will be exposed. You need to activate your MacGyver mode. Eat food that's expired. Pull out your tooth with pliers. Cut up a sheet and make diapers, make hand sanitizer and wipes, clean off your cars after you swipe, use coffee filters and cotton, add stretchy cord and cover. Stand 6 feet away from your brother, sisters, and mother and any others. Grow food in plastic bottles again, I say. You must learn to maneuver like MacGyver. Oh, and don't throw nothing away. You may need it on May Day. If Rona comes your way, don't clog. Read this blog careful with the pipes. Don't stop up the toilets because ain't no plumber coming. Ain't nobody coming. Everyone's running because they don't want Corona. Ambulance ain't coming. Boys in blue ain't coming. Everyone is running thinking you may have the virus. Better take herbs and bush and vitamins. Better get innovative. Like the farmer said to the potato, I will plant you now and dig you later. So y'all better maneuver like MacGyver, soul inspiring. Make a way out of no way, because ain't nobody coming. And that's for Mama Ola Daisy. And what I love about this particular poem is it's able to convey that sense of urgency, that fear that we had when the pandemic came out. We were all locked in the house, and people were buying up everything, and people were shutting down all the businesses, and nobody can get any help. And she's able to convey that in this piece. It's a very strong piece, and I'm just so impressed with it, and I just had to spit it tonight. And I'm thankful that she, you know, asked me to do that, and happy that she's able to listen tonight. And so, that being said, I'm able to go to the second caller of the night, and we're going to bring in 240.
Hey, good evening, brother. Brother Keith, what's happening, Cap? How you feeling?
What's happening? Joe, the verbal in the building. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good tonight. I'm good tonight. You know, good thing.
That's what's up, man.
Man.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has been a while, bro. I ain't been on since you ain't been on. For real. Yeah, you know, it's all good.
Man.
Life is what it is.
Yeah, my last show was October 22nd.
Yeah.
Wow. So glad to hear your voice, man. I'm glad to see so many people.
Yeah, likewise,
one and ready to spit, man. It's a good feeling. I'm glad you guys have showed up and showed out already. And so, you know, how we do here. I'm not going to hold you up because I know you've been wanting to spit for a full month, brother. But know you wanted to come to Renaissance Porch and do what you do. So I'm happy to say this for the first time.
It's going
to
be there, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Already. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Cosmic drop. Red skies to the left of me. Gray skies to the right. I'm facing the south with the north to my back. There's no fork in the road to decide. There's only a choice to live by. I ask you not to tell anyone, so I stay focused on my high. The truth doesn't matter when it's battered in lies. I suppose it's more tasty when it comes through deep fried. My reign stays true, while the sands of the hourglass tell time. Tear stains are proof. I hold on to nothing that was never mine. Winters aren't cold anymore. Is 2 + 2 still 4? Are we just an extension of England, where in a land where just one voice is king? We're in a land where let freedom ring is an anomaly. Free to do as they say is the thing. And the checkout register still has that magazine. Three-headed babies that were never truly seen. Reality is not a part of the American dream. Fallacy and false statements can make this country great again. Come on, man, where you been? People are swearing on Bibles where the truth is liable. They are suing you for the crimes they commit. Rely on the days of no comment. I'm aspirated. I'm exhausted. The lies in the air are turning quite caustic. I'm exasperated. I'm angered. I almost lost it. The truth of telling the truth doesn't tell me it doesn't cost shit. Double negative while this moss hits. Another cloud of loud, let's decipher how it all fits. Click on the path for that critical race theory. Erase your ass from the class action history. 3/5 in the Constitution entry. The museum you see is not based on misery. There's no fork in the road to decide. There's only a choice to live by. I ask you not to tell anyone, so I stay focused on my high. Reality is not part of the American dream. Fallacy and false statements can make this country great again. Come on, man, where you been? It's my piece. Thank you.
And that's how you motherfucking spit. That is how you come out blazing, my man, doing what he do. Our brother. I really need for you to give me something back, but I'm going to give you some lines first, man, because that's not how you're right here. You said, I suppose it comes through more tasty when it's deep fried. Tear stains are proof. Winters aren't cold anymore. That's 2 + 2 still equal 4. You said the land of the free is an anomaly. And you're saying that they're suing you for the lies that they're committing. But you got right here, man, and I love the flow of it, so I just need for you to give it back. When you said, I'm exasperated and exhausted, that stanza that starts right there, yeah, give me that.
Okay. I'm aspirated, I'm exhausted, the lies in the air are turning quite caustic. I'm exasperated, I'm angry, I almost lost it. The truth for telling the truth, don't tell me it doesn't cost shit.
Bro, don't tell me it doesn't cost shit. My brother over there dying. He can't breathe. His lungs are falling apart. Don't tell me it don't cost shit. That's what I'm talking about, man. Look, you spit the hell out that piece, but I always love the way you write, man. So I dug that, man, big time.
I appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Now, I appreciate you always showing up and showing out, man. You know, like I always say, you support the shows, you show love to the shows, man. We got to give everybody back to you. It's just a pleasure to hear you spit, man.
It was a pleasure to be here, man. It's been a minute, but, you know, appreciate the format, bro.
Already. And so, that was Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. I'm going to go ahead and put you back in the queue, man. Hope you can continue to listen to the show and enjoy. And I'm going to go to the next caller. We have 615 in the building.
Mr. Keith Eric, this is C-Double 34 Music. How have you been? How are you, Kimbella? And who's the other one that's on there? I want to get her name right, please.
That's Sister Taraji.
Sister Taraji? Like Taraji P. Henson? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to say hello to all of you. It's been a long time, but I wanted to come in just, you know, I've been invited and I wanted to accept the invitation when I get the chance.
Definitely appreciate that, man.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I enjoyed the Mama Oladeji piece. Very good piece, and I'm wishing her the best. I'm wishing her well. And Joe DeVerbal, he already knows. I already call him the Willie Dynamite of poetry, so he knows how I feel about it.
Hey, see, Joe gets it in, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Definitely a dope thing to be able to have him start off a lot of these shows the way he does.
Oh, no doubt. You can learn a lot from that dude.
Yeah, so it's been a minute, man. What you been up to?
Bouncing between here and there, trying not to have any hate for the pedophile in charge and the jump-off whore in charge. I think y'all know who I'm talking about. But
yes,
besides the
yes.
point. But besides
it's
the point.
It's like that, okay.
And that's the way it is. Other than that, you know, making music for my collaborative group called The Fourth Quarter and just being me. That's basically it.
Already.
Learning, earning, growing.
That's what's up. So I say if you have anything that you want to put on the event page to share with everybody, please do so. We appreciate you coming through, showing love to the show. And I'm going to let you come and do what you came to do, which is spit your piece. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Faith No More, Please. It's the last month of 2020 and another one. I'm reflecting on some things that went down, like myself for 2 weeks incapacitated in my bed, nauseated, which stumped my creativity. Those feelings of vertigo was an obstacle for staying vertical. Lost 15 pounds as I went back to a job that I took pride in. But I didn't see the fall coming as I stood tall on the standards my God taught me. The autumn wind where the government raided and berated my decision to not take in my veins something the ingredients displayed as tainted, placing me in a discriminated state, and now I'm segregated, isolated from the majority of the divided states corporation, but I'm not complaining. My Lord and Savior warned me of the revelation. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, the end of days is here, and I have the proof. Courtesy of a pedophile bigot and a jump-off whore running the country, I was unemployed for a couple of days and toiled in a warehouse for hours with pain on my feet. Started wondering, was I hearing wrong? Did the voices confound my train of thought? Even with all the information slapping me in my face, I almost second-guessed the decision I made. For 30 years, I said I was going to work, but I confused my job with what God gave to me as my purpose. My spiritual gifts started with acts of service along with music and poetry, as well as letting my voice be heard. So instead of being idle, he heard my cry out, showing me who I am and what I am about. Am I Thomas Anderson or am I Neo? Am I C-34 music? Because it's time to be real. This is not a game, so I need to stop playing. This year, I lost a brother and sister-in-law and also King's Cadence. I've been hanging on a string behind a mask masquerading. But I'll let my enemies keep hating and contemplating. There will be no more loose ends. You got a man who walks by faith here. That's that piece.
Bro, you had a lot on your mind on this piece. You had lot on your mind on this piece. I like the lines with the vertical and the vertigo. You know, I love that kind of stuff. You had a lot to say about what's going on in the administration, how it's affecting your personal life. You know, not everybody can write about those kinds of things in that way with that, you know, kind of emotion, but still pull it off. And you definitely got your point across there. The last stanza there where you said, am I Thomas Anderson or am I Neil? You start talking about your loss. If you could give me that stanza back there.
Okay. So instead of being idle, he heard my cry out. Show me who I am and what I am about. Am I Thomas Anderson or am I Neo? Am I C-34 music because it's time to be real?
You see, you're writing from a place I hadn't heard from in a while. You got hints of anger and loss in this piece that come off very poignant. And like I said, everybody can't pull that off and still, you know, spit the piece with authority, which I feel like you did, man. So, man, hats off to you. I definitely applaud this piece.
Oh, thank you very much, brother. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate your platform. Appreciate your gift because I'm learning about my gift ain't in the job. My gift is in my purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, you know, when we do shows like this, you know, we get a lot of that back. You know, I get a lot of compliments on the show itself, but I enjoy hearing what people get from the show, and not just from me, but from other poets who spit. So every time somebody comes on here and does something, they're inspiring other people, which makes this show so relevant, which is why I wanted to come back. Hopefully I don't, you know, cough and hack too much here, but I enjoy this platform for that very reason. And so I'm just glad that, you know, everybody enjoys it as well. And even though I haven't been around for a month, you know, this still will show up. So I'm grateful. And like I said, I thank you guys for feeling like this is a platform that you can come to and do your thing.
Yes, indeed. Keep doing the good work. We need you.
Already, man. I'm going to keep doing my best. Appreciate you coming out. Hopefully you'll be able to stick around and continue listening to the show. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, man. And I don't mean to cut, you know, want to cut you off like I did Joe. So this was sad.
Hey, one love, one mic.
Thanks for coming through.
All
righty. Going to the next caller here, we have 713 in the building.
Greetings.
Greetings. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Sir Lawrence Keith, and much love to you and Taraji. It's been a minute.
Already. Don't forget Cambrella Renee, man. She's going to throw something at you now.
Oh, yeah, Renee. How can I forget Renee with all that work?
Hey, hold on now. Can't be forgetting Cambrella now. She on the event page, too, mess around and say something about you out there. So be careful.
Putting them letters down, you know, with effortless.
Oh, we already know Kim get down now. She's going to come through with a whole spit and rip it up like she always do. You know, I've already got my sandbags ready. I always got to be prepared for Cambrella. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, appreciate you coming out, man. Been a minute, like I, you know, been saying.
It's been a real big minute for sure.
All right. So how you been, man? Everything been all right with you?
Been good, you know, just trying to put some stuff together. I mean, putting some real effort in putting the second book together. And then, of course, you know, everything else, you know, that's on the plate.
All right. You know, like I said, everybody, if you have anything that you want to share on the event page to make everyone aware of, you know, please do. Feel free, as always, to share that information. And, you know, we had two callers come in to do their thing. I hope that you've enjoyed that so far, but I know that you're going to add to it. So I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going to press mute, hand over the mic. Mic is yours.
The Knock.
sitting between moonlight and the candle's glow shimmering off the wine glass. An unexpected knock. Pouring this time-honored process, I said, "Come in." The handle turned with curious anticipation. The door with a practice, "You're going to enjoy this," slowly opened. She stood in the framework, delivering a serious Kodak moment. My left eyebrow rose. I looked at the crushed grapes, then back at her as she said, "Is that a cab? And is there enough for two?" Without a word, I produced a glass, adding, "I hear boy-girl fun is underrated." "She. I think it's who's participating. Me. Women in suede shoes are sexy." "She. Men who notice also notice. Me. Is introduction necessary?" "She. I've done my homework. I'm here to help you with yours." "Me. We can do a professional massage with restrictions, or a full body with no limits." "She. Would you mind refilling my glass?" "Me. Did you lock the door?" Sir Lawrence.
I saw you come out the gate, brother. I you hit me with the back and forth, the he-she back and forth, man. I wasn't ready. I wasn't even ready for that. You think you slipped?
Yeah, look,
you think you slipped? You know, you
yeah.
come through with the little romance, but I like how you started it off. You know, with the the handle turn with the curious anticipation. And you said she stood in the framework delivering a serious Kodak moment. So, you know, you always try to bring us into the moment real slow and paint the picture. And then you always try to slide in some slick stuff to, you know, somewhere else in the piece. And you said, you know, "I've done with my homework. I'm here to help you with yours." And you go straight to, the juggler. "We could do a massage." It went straight to the massage. Wait a minute. Hold on, I thought y'all was finna, y'all was drinking wine. My man said, "Look, get naked, we finna do the massage thing." You say it like that, but I understand what you're trying to do with the team, brother.
But you have to appreciate, she said, "I've done my homework." So it wasn't a point playing with
it. I see. Apparently, that's what she meant, because she came straight at her. Like, bump all that. She's like, "Well, can I get a refill at least? Dang, you ready to lay me down? Can you put some more wine in my glass?" Yeah, but
look, man, I
appreciate that, man. What was that?
Right
again?
On, man. Hey, lock the door.
Yeah, that part at the end of the day. Did you lock the door? Damn, son, you didn't lock your own door when she came. All right. Yeah, you was in a trance. That Kodak moment had you going. You didn't even think about that door. You had the oil in your hand. See, talking about wine, you already had the oil in your hand. He's ready to do the massage. I didn't mind at you, dog. Look, man, I always enjoy when you come through with your pieces, man. You have the slick little writing that you do. I'm just grateful that, you know, you're able to show up and be on the show today, man.
Absolutely. And I thank you guys for the platform, for sure.
All right. We appreciate you, man. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. Hopefully you'll be able to still listen in and enjoy the rest of the show.
Right on.
All righty. That was Sir Lawrence doing his thing on the mic. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. I have 501 on the mic.
Keith Harry.
What's happening, man?
Man, this just Jay, man. It's been a minute, dude. It's been like 2 minutes.
Yeah, It really has on the button. 2 shows, 2 minutes, literally.
Yeah,
man.
And then I think I had missed out on the show before that, so I'm like, oh my goodness, man! So you missed one show. See what happened?
Yeah, look, that's the thing. If you weren't at the last show, October 22nd, that's a month and a half right there, dog.
Yeah, man. It's good to hear you, bro.
Hey, I'm happy to be able to be heard, you know what I'm saying? The way that this year is ending, well, shit, the way this whole year has gone, you know, it's a blessing to be able to sit here and be heard. So definitely, man, I appreciate that. What's been going on with you, man?
You know what, man? I've been doing some different things, Keith Eric. I've been critiquing poetry, man. I see why you have the joy in it. You also be learning at the same time when you critique it, because you've seen something else that you're talking on. It might be something you're working on or something that, you know, you just, like, it might help the people that's listening. So, yeah, man, it's good. It's real good.
Yeah, man, me personally, you know, coming up as a poet early on, the feedback was always something that helped me and inspired me and encouraged me, you know, whenever I got it. And a lot of shows didn't give it, and a lot of shows weren't able to give good feedback, you know. So you have a lot of the same thing, you know. You could never really tell for certain if somebody was listening to your work. So I always try to give that back, to do my best to listen, and then tell them what it did for me. I'm not necessarily looking to critique in that way where, you know, I say whether something was good or bad. I just say what I like about the piece. And I just try to encourage the person to keep writing, because there's always something that I can find in a piece that moves me or that I think was dope, or whether it was wordplay, metaphors, or just something, you know, specific that was said, you know, about what's going on today, or even something personal that I think tells, because it's very difficult for a lot of people to write personal things. So you might inspire somebody to write something personal simply by sharing something personal. It doesn't have to be super metaphoric. It can just be something that hits
right.
So for those
simplicity
reasons,
can do it too.
Right. You know, I do, you know, this particular show, and I brought it back because, you know, I miss poetry in my own personal life. So being able to hear people spit poetry, it's like an outlet for me. You know, it invigorates me throughout the rest of the week. You know, the way it is for me on the very next day, it's like,
right,
you know, it's like having a high, you know, sometimes after the show. Because people come in with all this
right
stuff. And
the energy
so
still
energy
be going after the show.
Yeah.
Right.
That a lot of times, hey, people will still be on the event page days after, still talking about certain poems or poets and responding to people. So, yeah, it's a really good vibe, man.
It really is. It really is. And vibe is everything, too, as far as getting the most out of the poets as well. Especially the whole feedback thing. And I need to start calling it feedback, too. The whole feedback thing is to encourage somebody, and then you actually see that it goes to work, and you see that they jumped up a level or something like that. That's the best thing in the world. For me, feedback has been everything. Sometimes I have to listen really hard to see the feedback that I'm getting, and I'm like, all right, I noted that, and then I go ahead and implement it right away if it's something that's going to make me better.
Right on. Iron sharpens iron, man. We say that all the time on this show, but we also mean it. None of us, you know, regardless of how long we've been doing this, are above learning or above being inspired.
Right.
And you just never know what this quote-unquote new person might bring, you know, to the table. And they might spit something,
right,
put you in a space to write something you never thought of writing, but
again, exactly.
You know, I never know what this show is going to do. I'm here for this, you know, this show, however long it goes. If it goes 2 hours, cool. You know, I'm not here for the ego of it. If this show only lasts till the first break, which it's never had, but if it only lasts till the first break, I'd be like, I'm just happy for that. And just, I'll end the show. Like, I'm not here to try to spit 17 times so people can hear my point. Like, I'm here for you.
Right.
So I'm just glad that you guys keep coming through, man. It really says a whole lot about what you guys think of this platform. And with that being said, man, I know you came to do your thing too, so I'm not gonna hold you up.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna let you, you know, bring your best shit. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Appreciate you, Eric. I had a couple of discussions with poets, and we were talking about when is a piece complete. And from those couple of, it was a large gathering of poets, and we were talking about it. This is the piece I came up with. A poem is complete. Theme escapes the pen, and fingers come to rest like a mighty locomotive that has run its last run. When all the juice has been wrung out, until the last drop drips in the hollowness of my inkwell clangs from emptiness deep within its bowels. When every entendre has a mischievous clone and placed meticulously in its place along with its twin. When my tongue does not trip from hiccups in the cadence. When all the words, all the phrases, all the verses support each other as brothers in arms to form a tightly knit impenetrable phalanx that can withstand scrutiny from all angles. When all the movements and passages of time have been satisfied, and last but not least, when I can trust the poem to properly represent me, and I can trust myself to properly represent it. Only until all these criteria have been achieved is the poem finished. Boom.
Look here. You start off the poem saying, a poem is complete when steam escaped the pen, and I was there. I'm ready to listen now. I'm ready to listen.
Yes,
now, whatever else you got to say, let me hear this. This man said, a poem is complete when steam escapes the pen. You know what? I don't think none of my poems complete because I ain't never had no steam escape the pen. I didn't get back to the
Me neither, though. You know what's up?
Damn. You know, but I dig the metaphor, man. I dig the metaphor. That's
yes,
a metaphor, man. Word. But you said something here. I don't even want to try to repeat it. I would like for you to hear to say it again. We're talking about all the words and all the phrases. You said they formed an impenetrable phalanx. I just want you to give me that stanza one more time, please.
Yes, sir. When all the words, all the phrases, all the verses support each other as brothers in arms to form a tightly knit impenetrable phalanx that can withstand scrutiny from all angles.
Bruh, when you can write a piece that's that kind of formidable, nobody can find a problem with, nobody can point a finger at, nobody can say shit about other than it's dope. Hell yeah, that piece is done. Fuck what y'all talking about. you know what I'm saying?
I like your condensed version better.
Hey, I'm just saying, that's how I feel about a piece. If my piece is done, I don't care what nobody got to say because I like it. You know what I'm saying? I like the piece.
Yes,
it doesn't
man.
Matter what nobody got to say. You can try to give me the critique, you know, whatever. Somebody, I don't like how you said it. I don't care. If it wasn't for you then, that's how I feel about the piece. The piece is done. For me, it's done. That's how I feel
right.
about the piece. Fuck what y'all talking about. But, yeah, man, I appreciate you coming
yeah.
through to the show, man, as always. Enjoy hearing you. Hopefully, you know, we can get back on track and have a second show. Like
yes, sir.
We're supposed to every 2 weeks and, you know, get it out there and do a little better. And, you know, hopefully, you know, if you got a show out there, man, you know, put it on the event page. Let us, you know, have an opportunity to come through and listen to you host and do your thing as well.
Yes, sir, man. It'll be an honor for me, for me to do that. I just want to say, hey to Mama Oladeji, that piece that you wrote was beautiful. The way the young man presented it was immaculate. Y'all just did a collab, and Joe also, you know, the man, the experience
between them two alone to start the show off, man, that makes shows great.
Indeed, indeed. I appreciate that, man. You know, I just kind of, you know, found that poem today because I was talking to her earlier to see how she was doing. And, you know, she was saying, you know, if I could, you know, find a poem to spit, and that's just what hit me. So I said, I'm going to spit this one. So I'm glad, you know, somebody feels I did it justice. I have, you know, yet to talk with her, so hopefully she feels the same.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just going to assume that.
Just going to be honest, you know, I was hoping she's like, you know, over there clapping it up instead of writing me a whole, you know, look here, don't you ever read my poem again.
And she let you to that verse like this.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I hit that piece, and she's like, look, hell no, you didn't say it right. So I'm not assuming nothing. I hope to see, you know, hope she enjoyed it, man. Hope she thought it was,
I probably better retract
mine,
too,
but
I think you did
man.
Good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right, I'm glad that you felt it, you know, and other people seem to have felt it, but, you know, I hope that she did as well. But, yeah, I appreciate you coming through, man. Hopefully you continue to listen. We're not going to try to see if we can force another person in. We're pretty close to the break, so we're going to go into the music break. We're going to come back with Host Spit. And then we're going to come back to the callers. Again, if you guys are listening and you want to spit, just press 1. Right now we have a few callers in queue that are coming up. After Host Spit, we got 210 and 267 coming up after Host Spit. If you want to spit, please, again, press 1. If you're not hearing, you're in queue, and you press 1, just keep pressing it, because sometimes Blog Talk is tripping like that, and I may not see your hand raised. So just try it again, or hit me in the inbox and tell me that you're trying to get in there, and I don't see it, and I'll try to get you in. With that being said, though, we're going to go ahead and go to the break. Hope you guys enjoy this music. I'm going to come right back. But Host Spit, I'm going to try to, I don't know, maybe eat a cough drop or something. This is ridiculous, but we'll get back with time to Host Spit. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. This love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me
smoking out the window. Must have spent $35,000, $45,000 up in Tiffany.
Was gripping on me tight, screaming, I can leave.
I'm so cold, you gotta be honest.
My brother, can you spare some change? Hey, yo, hold on. My sister, can you spare some change? No. I need to stop begging. What am I supposed to do? Keep letting y'all go at each other's throats? Keep watching hate rise and black love die? While you both brag about it so much better on the white side, like that's where the light resides. The white is right is like pesticides on the black mind, putty in the hands of those who used to cut off black hands so we don't write. Cut off feet. Cut so deep the whip took meat. So now we write words to one another that cut so deep we no longer even want to meet in the middle. We would rather compete than to greet. Our position against the black man or woman is solid. It is stout. Black love is the darknesses. David Chappelle, fuck your couch. Ain't no olive branch. Don't put your hand out. You must want a handout. Money is what it's all about. Y'all break a 20. Throw change in the air so she'll change her position. Make her more comfortable stripping her clothes off. Won't spend 20 to support her black business so she can change her position, more comfortable stripping dignity, that to offer some change to uplift a community. But you think you're clowning me for asking for some change. I don't mind standing on the corner all day for my kind. Y'all not kind to one another. Why would I expect y'all to be kind to me? Y'all woke, but your minds are only kind to free. Nat Turner died for change. Y'all just lighten your skin and use blonde hair dye to change. That's not the kind of change I'm dying to see. Get your hands out my pocket. Malcolm X didn't even get to see the change. Little did he know how those bullets would change the scene, followed by the death of Martin Luther King, who said he's seen the promised land. But all we get are promised hands on one another's throats, slapdowns and mockery. We express feelings, but we still scream how we come from kings. Instead, King's dream is a royal flush down the toilet, while we toil away individually at making sure our success is often measured at how often we get to step on the neck of the opposite sex, black men and women left behind like a Kirk Cameron flick, directed just as badly by those who make money off our misery, our pain, and distrust. Is their ministry a minstrel show? Can I get a show
of hands that stay in the air and praise dance for false teaching, fake leading, the fake preaching in order to separate other races are laughing and falling all over the place because the biggest obstacle we are praying to move is the one we built under our own roof. And even if one side gets a few bricks removed, the other side quickly patches the only hole we were able to see through. And that's why, see, I don't mind standing on the corner with a cardboard sign while passersby look at me like I'm deranged. So again, my brother, my sister, can you spare some change? And we're back from Host Spit. We got Cabrilla Renee in the building. How you doing today, sis?
Peace, my brother. Peace. I'm doing well. I just want to just give a few shout-outs out the way. First and foremost, my condolences to Christy Cotton, a.k.a. Lightning, and to the whole entire St. Louis poetry community for Mama Lightning transition. I know that that's a big hit and blow to the community, but keep your heads up. We'll be praying for you. Also, Mama O, Mama Ola Daisy, Vicky Aqua, we love you so much. I'm so glad to hear that you're getting better and better. Let's all keep our energy light and strong and make sure that we pray for her, that we meditate for her, and send her that healing vibe so she can continue to get better to full capacity.
Already. That's what's up.
And then you, sir, you already know that piece, such volume in the lines. Like, I just love where you took Spare Some Change with different forms when you talk about breaking a 20. Give me that line back again where you said won't break a 20 to help a sister change her position.
Yeah, okay. Y'all break a 20, throw change in the air. So she'll change her position, making her more comfortable stripping her clothes off. Won't spend 20 to support her black business so she can change her position, more comfortable stripping away dignity than to offer some change to uplift the community. But you think you clowning me for asking for some change.
Listen, that line speaks so many volumes. Like, we'll give our money to each other for the most frivolous, self-destructive things. But when you got a brother or sister trying to come up, trying to promote their business, we're so reluctant to give our money to things like that. And, you know, we need more of that. Like, it's sad because, you know, you look on social media all day or just in general, and you'll see us even sharing some of the most frivolous stuff, but won't even share our brother or sister's business. Like, okay, you ain't got the money to buy something, great. Share their, you know, website. Share their posts. Share their merchandise. Like, let people know who they are. You bought a book, give the book a review. Like, it's so many ways to support and create that change that you spoke about in this piece. So that was heavy. You broke down that line about the change that we need to move is right under our own roof. Please give me that line. That was heavy.
Oh, okay. Let me go. That's at the end of the piece there.
Yeah, towards the end.
All right. Because the biggest obstacle we are praying to move is the one we built under our own roof. Even if one side gets a few bricks removed, the other side is quickly patching the only hole we were able to see through.
Come on, listen. Whoo! I mean, there's so many lines in this piece about change. When you spoke about Malcolm not even being here to see his change, you spoke about Martin, you spoke about, you know, some of the preaching and the teaching and the, you know, things that are not, they're supposed to be creating change, but they're really not. Like, where you took this, there's so many different layers of change that you spoke about. I love how you even opened up the poem, like you were addressing a brother and a sister, like, you know, can you spare some change? And they looking at you like, you know, you begging a panhandler, and they have no idea you about to actually drop some gems on them that they probably will never forget. So this was a dope piece. dope piece.
Definitely appreciate that. I want to give a shout out to Barbara Treywick for this particular challenge. This was something a while back for the 10,000 Polls for Change, or I think 100,000 Polls for Change. And she challenged us with a prompt, which was basically spare some change. How would you, you know, want to move this piece? And that's what it did for me. I didn't know where I was going to go with it. That's what it did. And I'm glad that, you know, it's being received like that. It's a piece I've been wanting to do for a while, so I'm glad I was able to get it done. And definitely appreciate you, Kim, for the feedback on that. With that being said, you know, all this time that you've been talking, you know, I've been,
getting
my sad bass together.
Don't even start. Putting my wood up
in front of my windows.
You know what?
Got the mop out and everything for my floors and shit, you know.
Oh, my Lord.
Saying, you know, my carpet's got to be protected because she's going to flood all this shit. That's all I'm saying. So, that being said, I know y'all been waiting on it. Y'all been waiting for me to stop talking so y'all can hear the hurricane spit. So I'm going to get out the way. And I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. This is the smile of lessons for many miles. Trials and tribulations pacing my core, eyes that have leaked into their sockets were sore. This is the smile. This is the smile that is often too hard on herself, with high expectations yet short patience, an open invitation for failure to wear its many faces in her mirror. This is the smile. This is a smile that bench presses pain in silence, lost part of our heart to domestic violence, grieved through money spent and lost track of where time went, cracked the window to hear the whispers of her fears, and now they move volumes through her ears. This is the smile. This is the smile who once blamed herself when he wouldn't stay or when he strayed, picked herself apart, leaving her esteem upon his ankles, feeling so low that she could barely even pray. This is the smile. This is the smile that is overworked yet underpaid, barely sleeping through the night yet procrastinating through the day. This is the smile. This is the smile that ran from her calling. Bills sometimes bury her, desires sometimes hurry her, failure sometimes worry her, and sometimes she comes up short. Sometimes she isolates herself away from support. Sometimes marriage feels like it's out of her reach. Sometimes she grieves life instead of living it. Sometimes she needs to allow herself to receive love since she's always giving it. Sometimes she ain't so photogenic and she gets graphic with her self-criticism. Sometimes her spine slumps into a weary state. Sometimes she doesn't forgive herself for her own mistakes. Sometimes life puts too much on her plate and she stuffs her face into a comfort state. Sometimes her smile is all she's got to stop herself from drowning in the darkness of blemishes and unhealthy mind and body images. Sometimes the fear of letting go cripples her and tears ripple her minutes into days. This is the smile. This is a smile that is sometimes so afraid that she tries to find the best within the worst. She tries to ride life instead of a hearse. She tries to fund her spirit more than her purse because understanding her worth is an investment that yields rewards of a lifetime. Her smile is her lifeline and her reminder that her mistakes can't bind her, obstacles can't blind her, and no matter where life might find her, nothing and no one can deny her plight, as even her still is a poetic recite. She ain't always bright, but it's always shining with transparency and legacy passages of righting her wrongs that drip in the night and glow in the dawn for her song. Every ad lib, every riff, every note missed, an off-key melody blends authentically into a smile that knows its place within her spirit and upon her face, and why it deserves to stay to manifest the glory within its curves. For this is the smile of many lessons learned, with strength, courage, and wisdom confirmed. And she smiled. In peace.
I know one thing. You better motherfucking spit. You better motherfucking spit. I'm talking about, I'm knee deep in the water over here. I don't know what to do. This is ridiculous. I'm knee deep over here. All of that shit. Look here. You came out and just blasted the doors. The very, like, one of the first stanzas here. The eyes have leaked until the sockets were sore. This is a smile that is hard on herself with high expectations and short patience, an open invitation for failure to wear its many faces. Damn! I've never heard this piece before. This is amazing. This is very powerful.
This one I had to, I dug in the vault for this one. This one is actually on my SoundCloud. I haven't spit this. I think I only spit this piece maybe twice. In general, never on this platform, but just in general, only twice.
Okay. Did you know the line got me? This is a smile that bench presses pain in silence. I'm like, shit. Because I love the word.
Yeah.
Love the word.
Yeah, because you know.
But,
I appreciate
you know
that,
I got to get
you
to repeat something for me here because, you know, you were going in here. There was a part in here where you were talking about not being, she wasn't photogenic. Was that the word? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I said.
That one right there.
Okay, I said sometimes she needs to allow herself to receive love since she's always giving it. Sometimes she ain't so photogenic and she gets graphic with her self-criticism. Sometimes her spine slumps into a weary state. Sometimes she doesn't forgive herself for her own mistakes.
Mm. So that self, you know, part right there hits home in so many ways because we are all so hard on ourselves. But, you know, black women in general are always getting the short end of the stick in many ways, especially when it comes to criticism from other races and other black people, and then on top of it, themselves and other black women. So
yeah,
it's a difficult thing, you know, that a black woman is going through, you just lay it out in this way. And it's sad, you know, for a woman to feel that she isn't photogenic, and she could be absolutely beautiful to everyone around her, but if she don't see her own beauty, the difference is in it. So that's a very poignant piece. I'm glad that you brought it out the vault because it deserved to be heard.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that line out because, with social media, you know, we often compare ourselves and we don't realize there's filters and all kinds of things being done to make people look the way they look. And you sitting there comparing your real self to something that's put together and pieced together, and you tan yourself like – there's so many women that do that, that it's just, you know, like I said, you know, sometimes her smile is all she's got to stop herself from drowning in darkness of blemishes and unhealthy mind and body images. Like, this world, the way it's set up, if you don't have the support you need, it will cause you to dig into yourself like you would never believe. So I just need all of y'all to get supportive people around you to remind you of who you are, because we all have those moments, like Keith pointed out. But it comes down to the mirrors you got around you to be able to pour back into you when you ain't got it for yourself.
Indeed. And for you to make that point after you wrote it in the piece, that says a whole lot right there. You know, understanding, you know, the point that you want to get across. I'm glad that you got to spit it today. I'm glad people were able to listen. And that's whole spit, people. I'm glad that you're able to be here for that. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We have one more caller in queue. You got 267. So if you guys want to continue listening, you want to press 1, please feel free. If not, you know, we're going to go ahead and have her end the show for us. I know who the next caller is. And this will be an early show for us, but it is what it is. It's probably a good thing because my voice acting a fool over here. But, yeah, I appreciate everyone who did come out, everyone who's been enjoying the show. I appreciate you, Kim, for coming through and doing your thing on the event page. Taraji, for showing up, because I know you got a lot going on. Definitely appreciate you. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you get back to the event page, and I'm going to go to the next caller here. Appreciate you, Kim. All right, we got 267 in the building.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing.
Hey, you here. Yeah, I was able to be on your last show. I enjoyed that. I ended your show, huh? How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like
sure
you might be returning
you
a favor.
Hey, look, you know, it's all love. It's all love. You and Kim Vala make me want to So I'm telling you, you make me want to burn my damn notebooks. I'm trying to say.
No, man.
Killing it. I'm trying to tell you.
We definitely appreciate it.
I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Lord. Oh, Lord. But you know what? I love the uniqueness, period, of everybody's poetry, you know. Because sometimes,
right.
Man, I feel like I can't keep up. I'm a novice. Damn.
No, ma'am. Over there hosting like 5 shows. You can't be a novice over there. I'm not trying to hear that. I ain't trying to hear all that. You're about to put about 5 shows on my event page right now if you're hosting this week. This week alone.
Right.
I ain't trying to
hear that. It's all good, though. It's all good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you were able to make it out.
Yes. I almost forgot because I was caught up in, you know, I have my own little business where I crochet, I make clothes, blankets, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get frustrated with some of these projects because I've taken on some really, really large ones, and I get sick of looking at them. After a while,
mm-hmm.
But I try my best. When I get down to the last little bit of it, I try my best to, like, hurry up and get it out the way, and I was getting it. And I was like, oh, shit, the show.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? Put that on event page, too, and all the other 5 hosting events you got, put your crochet business on the event page, too. Go ahead
okay.
And do that.
All right. So now,
shit, I might want some... Some mittens or something, you know. You never know. You know, let me see what you got going on.
Okay. I got you. That's what's up. Definitely.
Already.
Definitely.
But yeah, so we appreciate you for coming through. We're gonna go ahead and let you end the show. It's like you're gonna be the last caller tonight. So I'm gonna go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. This is called Share Me With You. Some have seen my skin and touched my body, but none have ever seen me completely naked. I kept my love from their version of understanding of what a love without conditions is, because the little I did reveal was butchered and tossed aside. So in order to understand what I've been through, you'll have to know how to make hell home first. Know that your wounds left battle scars as a roadmap out of that hell, leading you to love. Do you really want to read my story? Because I take a tender touch from a firm hand. See, love is an energetic connection which needs to be cared for and fueled from both sides of the bond, or it will wither away and lose its brilliant beauty. So open and connect to me. Because part of keeping the energetic connection of love alive is to fuel it with the clarity of communication. So there's understanding. With understanding comes sustainability that leads to everlasting. If you see me, connect and share me with you. So I have boundaries One day I will open to true love when it opens to me. See, I'm already in love with myself. I just want someone to share it with me. And that's that.
I'm already in love with myself. I just want someone to share that with me.
Right.
All right. I see how you ended the piece, but see, look how you come in here. Some have seen my skin and never touched my body.
Right.
You said the little I did reveal was butchered and tossed aside.
Yeah.
You said that they had to know that their wounds made a roadmap out of that hell. You have some lines here that require some, you know, ability to write heavy things. You talking about you need to burn some away. Shit, you got roadmaps made from hell. How you going to burn some away? I'm trying to figure out your pen already on fire. You talking about burning some.
Oh.
What? Make it make sense.
Thank you.
It make sense, ma'am.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you. That's what's up. I was in here trying to tweak it a little bit. I'm like, I got to.
Yeah, I see you. I see you. Hey, if we inspired you to tweak the pen, you know, and make the poem even more fire, you know, that's what's up. That's what we're here for. You know, that's what we come here to do, these shows. And we're just grateful that, you know, all the people showed up. I appreciate you coming through. We have a lot of people listening tonight, so I'm very thankful for you all. Everybody doesn't have to be a poet. You don't always have to come in, press one. You can just hear what we got. We had a lot of poets that still came through tonight. We had a show that still was, you know, over an hour and a half. So you know, we definitely love you guys for being here and doing what you do. We appreciate the feedback, the inboxes about the show, how much you appreciate it. And we thank all the poets that came tonight. And again, Danielle, we thank you for being our last caller tonight. If you want to put anything on the event page again, please feel free.
Okay. Thank you for having me. I appreciate this. Oh,
I'm
first time ending somebody's show. That's a fact.
Already. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and put you on the couch here. Again, I appreciate you.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. And again, for everyone listening, we definitely want to continue to give love out. So all you guys who are ailing, love again to Mama Ola Daisy. We love you. Thank you for being here for us the way that you have, for being the poetry mom that you are for all of us and inspiring us to continue to be better. The inboxes, the care that you give, you know, me personally were trying to check on me while, you know, I was going through it, pass them up to so and send stuff to me, and you ended up being sick. So we definitely just want you to know that we appreciate all you do for us and how you show love to us as well. And so, unless someone is going to press one in the next couple of seconds, I am going to take us out with a song, one of my favorite songs here by De La Soul. It's called Much More. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. And we'll see you next time. Peace. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Somebody press one in the last second. All right, 901, I see you. I see you.
I made it right in enough time, the nick of time, huh?
I see you. I was like, wait a minute. Because you know how I do.
Oh,
look, I will end the show in a heartbeat. You know? Like, no, I'm not going to do a whole bunch of extra talking and try to see stall time, none of that. If the show is ending at, yeah,
it's over. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad I was able to catch.
I
hate to be so late. Thank you.
It's all just like that sometimes. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of. I'm sorry, Danielle, you didn't get to end the show. Looks like we got somebody else on the mic. But let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion.
Already. So, you know,
we were showing some love to a lot of the people tonight. Mm-hmm. One of the individuals was Mama O, what she was going through earlier in the show. So if you didn't know, I'm pretty sure you did, but if you didn't know, she was in the hospital recovering from COVID and W pneumonia, and she's doing better. And I just continue, you know, hope that she continues to do better. So if you wanted to shout her out real quick before you spit, that's what's up.
Yeah, most definitely. Mama O, I'm sending my love and light to you again. We talked a little bit, messaging and everything, but I'm so glad that you're doing better. I hate I missed the beginning of the show, missed the majority of the show, period, you know, but I will be looking forward to hearing your voice soon. And continuous prayer to you, my dear. Much love.
Already. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can catch the feedback. I did a poem of hers at the beginning of the show that I read of hers, and she wasn't able to spit, so, you know, you didn't miss her spitting. Just wanted you to know that.
Okay.
But she's been listening to the show, so she may hear everything that's being said. But yeah, the show's been great. All the poets came through and did like they normally do. So you're just going to add to it. I'm grateful for that. So, you know, I'm going to press mute.
All right.
Mic is yours.
All right, I'm going to do this little piece. Let me go ahead and get to it. If you don't smoke the endo, you'll surely want a hit of this intro. See, I drip. The very first drops on my lips turns into honey, pouring poetry slowly into your ears lavishly. And as I whisper, ravage me. My words shall stick to your mind like cold grit, yet I'm obedient to the drip. Upon my knees, palms lifted, I'm submissive to this poetry, for it floats freely within and outside of me. I'm a scriber of different genres. I can ease your mind like Sunday morning, yet can rumble your spirit like unpredictable thunder. And it has the uncanny ability to make you curious of this under yonder. I possess a southern tongue, as sweeter than a freshly baked honey bun. Taste the drip. Come and get you some. Let me douse you with this holy water that will cause you to call the Father or even the Son. Just a little sample of how I metamorphically spit. And this, my beautiful poetic kinswomen and kinsmen, is why the butterfly scorpion drips in peace.
Damn, I'm so glad we didn't miss this. Damn, that's how you came through. Is, oh, shit. Look. Out. I mean, she just busted out. If you don't smoke the endo, you want a piece of this intro. She said, my words stick to your mind like cold grits. Damn. Ease your mind like Sunday morning. But, look, when you said I possess the southern tongue and hit me with the honey bun, look, I need to give me that stanza because I couldn't even say that shit right. Give me that stanza one more game, please.
Okay. I possess a southern tongue, as sweeter than a freshly baked honey bun. Taste the drip. Come and get you some.
Damn shame. Look here. You need to bring your ass to these shows and spit this poetry. That was fire. Damn.
I'm glad.
I don't think I've ever heard
Thank
that
you.
One. I don't think I've ever
no,
heard that
no.
one.
Mm-mm.
Is that
no,
new? Is that something that you...
Yeah, it's kind of new. Yeah, it's about like a month and a half old. It was kind of like a challenge, you know. But yeah, so that was me right there. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, that was Scorpion right there. Spitting nothing but that fire, venom and flame right there. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I guess that's how you end the show. Shit,
right.
Coming through with that heat. Well, nope, you're not into the show. We got another president.
Okay, look at that.
It's like they try to come back. I guess they coming into the show. So that's
come
what's
on
up. I definitely appreciate you coming through and getting that piece. That was a dope piece. And
right.
Man, haven't heard you in a while, so it was dope to hear some new stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's been a minute, yes.
Yeah, so hopefully you'll be able to make it back to the next show we do. We'll try to be
here
and not have you guys waiting a month for a show. So I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'll put you on the couch.
Well, thank
you. All right.
So all right. Appreciate you. Love
thing.
You, Mama.
We invigorating the show and shit.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Definitely appreciate you. So see you next
thank
time. Peace.
All right. All right.
Bye. All right, so we got, we're going to just go to the next caller here. We have 937 in the building. You there?
Hello.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. There you go.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, indeed. How about you let everyone know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Adrienne Simone or Sheena Brown.
Already. She made it to the show. And following Serena, but look, we about to be in it for a treat because both of those, like these two prolific pins back to back, come on now. That's what I'm talking about. We definitely appreciate you being able to press one and spit tonight.
Yes, I've been listening to the show. I had something going on, but I wasn't ready for the show to end either, so I was inspired by Serena. I said, you know what? The show ain't over. Let's keep it going. So I'll press one.
Well, already. We definitely love that energy and certainly going to reciprocate that. So I'm looking forward to, you know, what's compelled you to share tonight. So I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Your voice curled into the void where your fingers should be. Dial 911, this is a sexual emergency. Right now, you should be so deep in me or deep in my heartbeat as your mouth has finished with the ECG.
I'm sorry to interrupt, if you can hear me. I'm sorry, but I don't want you to just spit the whole piece and we really can't hear you, so I just want to kind of let you know that you were kind of going out a little bit.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. That's much better.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to press mute again. The mic is yours.
Bye. Your voice curls into the void where your fingers should be. Dial 911, this is a sexual emergency. Right now, you should be so deep in me or tasting my heartbeat as your mouth administers an EKG, checking for irregularity with a cardiac time as you push your pulse across my monitor from behind. My heartbeat bumps, your heart beats, jumps. I close my eyes and flashbacks of us appear as flicks, syllables as your breath caresses my sweet labia with soft lips. I hear you, baby. I feel you, baby. As you tantrically feel me, baby, this shit drives me crazy. I'm parking the cars on 180 as I trace around my pretty lady flower with my finger. I wish you were here to enter. Park your car in my garage. I need your cum to spray a barrage of sperm bullets into my walls. Let me hear the accidental sound of your of my ass being slapped by your wrecking ball. Come into my life hard. Instead, you're on the other end of this phone call telling me to work my own pussy like your dick ain't got no job, and he's asking me to pay for it all with my own money. I'm the queen of the comb, but tonight I'm having to produce my own honey. Your erotic words got me sticky. Your moans telling me how much your dick misses me, wishes I was kissing him. Can you hear it in my voice inflection? I need to be held accountable by your erection for dereliction of my duty. Choke my throat and stake my booty. I'm grateful for the punishment because nothing can be more disappointing than not making love to you tonight. In peace. I said hello. Hello, can you hear me now?
I mean, you know, you done tore that shit up. Like, You got the host kind of, they got to pause and collect themselves. Shit. Damn. Well, all right. I'm just going to need for you to go back to the wrecking ball line. Like, I just give me that one more game. We're going to go straight to that.
I need your come to bring a barrage of sperm bullets into my walls. Let me hear the accidental sound of my ass being slept by your wrecking ball. Coming to my life.
Spray a barrage of sperm bullets into my, oh my gosh. I can't even believe I just repeated that. Oh my gosh, this poem here is ridiculous. So much freaking wordplay. Like, Jesus Christ. Me and Kim are going to have a field day with this conversation right here. Talking about this piece. Jeez. Just so, and coming out the gate with it as powerful as you did. It's just so much here. But you always have this ability to write, you know, erotica in a way that is so metaphorically clever that it's inspiring. Like, I feel like, personally, I write clever erotica, but I hear your shit and be like, I should have wrote that shit. Like, man, why ain't thinking of that shit? That's how your pieces make me feel. Like, damn, I ain't thinking of that shit. Like, cold blood.
Well,
you got
well,
cold blood,
I don't think about a barrage of sperm bullets. That's for me. That's my.
I can fire off, you know. I can write about firing off. I mean, I can change it up a little bit. I can say the same. I'm just saying. It's just a lot of things that you say. I'm like, shit, I could have flipped, you know, I could have wrote something like that. But, yeah, definitely a dope pen. And that's how you say the same as in three. That's how you in the show. You came through and murdered that shit. You killed the mic. It's done. Vince Carter slashed the neck. You did that. Definitely appreciate you coming through and spitting that piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And before I go, I just wanted to also give a shout-out to Mama O. I have been in contact with her, but just want her to know I'm continually sending her positive vibes, healing vibes, and good healing energy. So love you, Mama O.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what's up. You know, I hope you feel all of this love, Mama. I hope that you see that you have an impact on us in a way that maybe you haven't been able to measure. But quite honestly, it just wouldn't be the same without you and your impact on my life personally as a poet. And I imagine everyone else who's had something to say and may not have had something to say that may hit your inbox or whatever. But please know that we care and we hope that you continue to recover. And with that being said, we are going to end the show. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We thank everyone who continues to listen because, again, we still have a lot of people listening. Very thankful for you all. I'm still going to try to end the show on the same song that I was going to hit earlier. But, you know, it is what it is. This is, again, Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio.
Check me out. Look, I know perfect timing feels like I'm too late. And I know I'm still great in spite of my mistakes. You know it's authentic every rhyme I say. My only regret is I made niggas wait. Ain't too many likers, we like finished bait. And I don't fuck with busters, I can't integrate. Grew up with these killers in my living space. A lot of niggas folded through them village days. Citywide gang of junction, police raids. LA Times rolling 60s made the front page. I vowed to never let tradition steal my fate. Selling dope and hopes to graduate to real estate. I knew I was drumming to a different beat. Felt it in my stomach, I was just unique. We decided we gon' let these visions speak. Then we turned Swanson into Venice Beach. That 600 Maybach platinum dealer plates. Wake up in this penthouse to the cityscape. You know it's authentic, every shit I say. I knew self-destruction ain't the only way. Sometimes perfect timing feel like I'm too late.
But I know you still great in spite of your mistakes. Before you run your race, you gotta find the pace. Make sure you cross the line and fuck the time it takes. I got out the county jail 2008. Couple months, I dropped the tape and I was on my way. My first single out, it set the streets ablaze. On location, shot that video in front of the cage. Trying to find my way through this fucking maze. Every concert, 100 niggas on the stage. We're still active, so it's really just another day. Promoters paranoid to book you, that affects your pay. And when you stop eating, that affects your weight. And when you get hungry, that affects your brain. See me, I'm not tripping, I respect the game. I hope y'all do. If I can't make it, I'm gonna take a chain. See, ain't too many like us, we like Venice Bay. And I don't fuck with busters, I can't integrate. I know perfect time, it feels like I'm too late. But every single time I drop it, tell me I'm the great.
Victory lap.